Hey, it's Marie Forleo, and welcome to How to Get Anything You Want. This is a spiritual and a practical guide for your business and your life. Now, before we get started, I want to talk about why I created this workshop. First reason is because I believe in the beauty and the power of the human spirit. I've always been fascinated with human potential, and I just love seeing people win. I love seeing people have breakthroughs, achieving the impossible. I find nothing more inspiring. Second reason is, and most important, I believe in you. I believe in your potential. I believe in your human spirit and what you are here to accomplish on this planet. You see, I've spent the last 15 years of my life figuring out what it takes to turn my dreams into reality, and I've been privileged enough to help hundreds of thousands of others do the same. This truly is my life's work. So I'm by no means perfect, and I am constantly growing each and every day. In fact, you'll hear me make mistakes throughout this presentation. But the point is, this training is a chance for me to pass along some of what I learned so far in hopes that it will be in service to you. So before we go any further, I know with every fiber of my being, every cell in my body, that no matter what you want to create in your life, you can do it. Now, if there's any area of your life right now that is not working so well, whether it's your finances or your business or maybe your relationship or your health or your general happiness, guess what? I want you to be happy about it. And no, I am not crazy. I'm a little crazy, but I'm not totally crazy. Here's what I mean. When something's not working and you're aware enough to look for a better way, you are about to experience major growth. So you got to celebrate and be happy about it because, as Einstein said, discontent is the first necessity of progress. So, again, if any area of your life right now could use a little improvement, be happy about it. It's a good thing. Now, one last thing before we dive into the workshop. Do not get snookered by the biggest loser thought around. I know that already because this one silly thought will keep you broke and miserable, and that's not who you are. At the very least, it'll prevent you from becoming the incredible person who you are really meant to be. So, sure, you may have heard some of these ideas before, the things that we're going to talk about in today's workshop, but the only way you truly know something is if you live it. Day in and day out. If you don't have the results that you want in any area of your life, I don't care how much you think you know something, you ain't living it yet. So when you hear yourself say, and again, we all say this from time to time, I know that already, you've got to stop and immediately turn that loser thought into a powerful question. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? Because the happiest and most successful people always find something new to learn. They always find a new level of mastery to reach for. There's always a certain perspective that you haven't considered yet. Or if you haven't fully mastered or you're not living something in your life, there's always something new to learn about it. So really take that on. Again, not only for the next few minutes that we're going to spend together, but for the rest of your life. And I promise it'll make a huge difference. So here's what you'll learn in today's workshop. You'll get 3 steps to getting virtually anything you want, and you can use this simple framework to create any result you desire. Next, we'll talk about the big difference between 2 4-letter words that make or break your success in any endeavor. I'll give you a practical and foolproof brainstorming exercise to use whenever you want something, but you're a little stuck on how to move forward. And finally, we'll talk about why the F word is essential to create a business and life you love. And it's probably not the F word you're thinking of. So, why is this important? Why are we even talking about this today? Here's why it's important. Because many of us are grossly misinformed about how to get what we want in this life, and it disempowers us. Without even realizing it, we severely limit what we can achieve, both personally and professionally. We also severely limit our joy, our happiness, and the difference that we are born to make. People who are unaware of this information often view themselves as victims, whether they realize it or not. They blame outside circumstances or use, "I ain't got no time," or "I ain't got no money," excuses for their poor results. So this lack of understanding creates unnecessary stress and fear and negativity and anxiety in our lives, and we do not have to live this way. Not necessary. So the great news is that the simple ideas that you're about to learn are going to unlock the potential you already hold inside. If you remember The Wizard of Oz, it's like Dorothy with her ruby red slippers. She always had the power within her, just like you have the power within you right now. You'll be able to get the results that you want more consistently in your life. And when you don't, you're going to know exactly what's up and you're going to know how to correct course. You'll also experience greater joy, deeper fulfillment, and make a bigger difference in the world, which is something I know you want. And this is awesome. You're going to quit torturing yourself and others with the lack of time or lack of money excuse. You're going to experience less stress, less fear, less anxiety, and live the extraordinary life that you deserve. And yes, you deserve it. So let's start with step one, how to trigger universal magic. You've got to decide what you want. I know it seems obvious, but we got to start where we got to start. Decide what you want. The first and most important step to get anything you want is to decide what that is and commit to it. Commit to it. That last part, vital. So one of my favorite quotes by William Hutchinson Murray, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man or woman could have dreamt would have come his or her way. Beautiful, big, wordy quote, amazing energy, and so true. So in other words, the decision comes first. The decision comes first. We've all heard this before, right? But many of us ask ourselves, why must we decide first? Especially because deciding first usually means putting ourselves on the line before we have proof that everything will work out. We often have to commit our time, our money, our energy, our word, our reputation, and risk failure and rejection long before we know the ultimate outcome. But here's the deal. Making the decision first is the key to unlocking our resourcefulness and universal magic. And there's a lot of that to go around. So whether you want to write a book, you want to change your career, you want to start a business, you want to fall in love, you want to raise your income, or you want to hire employees, you've got to decide first. And this decide and commit first piece is what many people struggle with. But you've got to decide what you want. And if you go and do some research about the word decide, you'll see that its root means to kill off all other options. And then you've got to take action way before you have proof that everything is going to work out. So yes, you got to take some risk and put yourself out there. So here's a fact. You are constantly creating your reality with the universe. The way that you do this is through your daily decisions, your thoughts, your language, and your behavior. So when you make a decision, you initiate the creative process from the inside out. And once you take action on that decision, this is the best part, the universe bends to support you. So a little warning here, because a decision equals 100% commitment. It's burning the bridges. You're going to do this no matter what. No excuses, nothing. Because here's the deal. No room for kinda, sorta, or wishy-washy in 100% commitment. The universe will respond with kinda, sorta, or wishy-washy results. And you may have seen this in your own life before. You say you want to start a new job or start a new business or have a new career, and you start taking action towards it, and all of a sudden, opportunities start showing up in your life. Things start to appear that you couldn't have predicted, but then you get freaked out and you pull back. And you start telling the universe in your thoughts and your fear, oh no, I really don't want that. I don't think I can handle it. And then everything starts to fall apart. But then you're like, oh no, I really do think I want it. And you start taking action and you get all of your faith in order and you get powerful and strong and you start attracting opportunities again. But then you freak out and you start pulling back. And the universe is like, would you make up your freaking mind? You're sending me all these mixed signals and I do not know how to respond. It does not compute. You are crashing my system. So let's not get it twisted. When you commit and decide, you have to be 100%. There really is no room for kind of, sort of, or wishy-washy. So do this now. I want you right now to decide what it is that you want. Do you want to improve your business or your relationship, your finances, your happiness, your health, or your fitness? Be as specific and concrete as possible. So for example, setting aside $10,000 in an emergency fund by December is way better than just save money. Taking cooking classes in Tuscany is way more specific than travel more. So also ask yourself why you want this. What is the deeper purpose behind it? Purpose fuels persistence. So the more heart and emotion that you have in your why, the better. It's going to be easier for you to stay committed, to stay passionate about getting what you want. So I want you to pause this workshop right now, hit pause, and I want you to write a few sentences about what you've decided to create or achieve. You've got to be specific, be clear, and include the reason why you want this. So whether you want to write it down in an electronic document, you've got a journal, or just a scrap piece of paper, pause the workshop and do this now. Go. Welcome back. Now, if you didn't pause to do the exercise, and I know you didn't because you want to speed through, let me tell you, you are cheating yourself. This is your life. I promise these simple ideas will make a profound difference. Make the most of this time you're investing right now. Moving on to step number two, how to break free from the habit of self-deception. So this is all about eliminating your excuses, because the only thing standing in between you and what you want are your BS excuses. And guess what? Yes, we all have them. So let's learn the critical distinction between two four-letter words that will make or break your success in any endeavor. So powerful. This is all about can't versus won't. Can't versus won't. Let's break this down. 99% of the time, whenever we say we can't do something, it is a euphemism really for we won't do something. Let's go a little bit deeper. So for example, does any of this sound familiar? Oh, I can't afford it. I can't because I don't have time. I can't get up and work out every day. Just can't do it. You know, I can't find the time to get writing done. I can't forgive her. I just can't do it. I can't control myself, especially around food. I can't find a babysitter. I can't call and ask for help. I can't because of where I'm living. So time for a little reality check. Can't really equals won't. And what does won't mean? Won't means you don't really want to do something. You don't really want to do what it takes, or you don't really want it bad enough. Let this sink in for a moment. Every time you use the word can't, it's really won't. It's really you don't want to. I think this is such an incredibly freeing idea. Let's keep going. So for example, if we take all those statements that we looked at before, it's really I won't afford it. I won't make time. I won't get up and work out every day. I won't find the time to get writing done. I won't forgive her. I won't control myself. I won't find a babysitter. I won't call and ask for help. And I won't because of where I'm living. Again, if you really get honest with yourself, because I've gotten honest with myself in my life, I know all the times when I BS all my excuses, anytime I've said can't, it's really a won't. It's really, I don't want to. It's really, I don't want to work that hard and I want to let myself off the hook. It's true in my life. I want you to take a look and see if it's true in yours. So here's the deal. When we're using the word can't, here's the kind of words that we can just kind of envelop ourselves in. So when I use the word can't, I often feel like a victim. I feel irresponsible. I also feel helpless. And if I'm honest, I am being dishonest. Now, when I use the word won't, or we'll give you some other examples in just a moment, it's a very empowered choice. I feel responsible. I feel at choice in my own life. And to be honest, I feel truthful. And that's a really good, freeing feeling. So here's another fact. Whether you like it or not, you are 100% responsible for your results in life. right? It's not your parents, it's not the economy, it's not the government or society or your age or ethnicity or anything else. It really comes down to those words, can't versus won't. What have you made the choice to commit to? How have you been able to eliminate your excuses and just get things done? Because here's the deal. We all know people that have created extraordinary lives despite hugely challenging circumstances. And we also all know people who have every advantage and yet still struggle to be successful and happy. So it's not about any of the things that we often sometimes fall back on. Again, our age, our education, how much money we have, blah, blah, blah. Because there's people who defy those things all the time. And that's what's really exciting about this piece of it. So I want you to remember your power. This is about getting you back in your power. Think about it. Isn't it true that when you've really wanted something, you've made it happen? Think about it. You have figured out a way. You got unreasonable and you created results. I want you to look back in your life right now because I know you have proof for this. When have you not had the time or the money to make something happen, yet you did it anyway? So a couple examples from my life. I remember back in college, I was a very dedicated student, and oftentimes I would say, you know, oh, I can't go out tonight because I have so much studying to do, or, you know, I can't go on that trip because I really don't have the money. But then guess what? Those times when I was studying and I said I can't because I don't have the time, I remember one instance specifically where a really cute guy that I wanted to date asked me out. You know what? I figured out how to make the time. I studied real late, I woke up real early, and all of a sudden I had the time to go out on that date because I really wanted to. And I remember another instance when I remember someone invited me somewhere to go on some trip and I was like, oh, I can't afford that. I don't have the money for a plane ticket, blah, 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 can't. And you know what? Another opportunity came up that I really wanted and it happened to be another thing with a guy. I think my hormones were raging in college. Anyway, point being, my priorities got it straight and I figured out how to get my buns on a plane and fly across the country and rework all kinds of things because I was committed. I figured out how to make it happen. The bottom line is this, you can do anything you want when you want it bad enough. And I know you know this. You always find the time, the money, the resources for what you really, truly want. And speaking of time, another fact. We all get the same 24 hours in a day. It is the only level playing field in all of humanity because we're not equal in our intelligence. We're not equal in a lot of things. But whether you admire Oprah Winfrey or Hillary Clinton or the president or any artist that you could possibly admire, they all get the same 24 hours a day that we do, right? So what's our excuses? You are in charge of your schedule and you have the power to change it. Again, this is not about making you wrong. This is about getting you back in the space of responsibility and getting you back in the space of knowing that you can write your own story. You have the ability to make changes. It's all within you. So I want you to do this now. This is our exercise about eliminating your excuses. Moving forward, I want you to just notice, bring awareness to how often you say the word can't and replace it with something more honest and empowering like I won't. I don't want to. It's not a priority right now. I'm not willing to work that hard, or it's not what I want. Let's stay here just for a moment, because I know some of you may be saying right now, but Marie, I really don't have the money. I really can't afford it. I'll tell you this. You can just say something like, you know what? It's not going to happen right now. It's not a big enough priority, but I'm going to make that happen in the future. Or it's not what I want at this moment. It's not a reality this moment for me, but I am going to make it happen. I'm going to work for it. That's so much more of an empowering framework and story to tell yourself rather than I can't afford it, right? Okay, good. So moving on, go for radical honesty with yourself and others. This is going to relieve a ton of guilt, a ton of pressure, and a ton of stress. Next, I want you to write down your top 10 excuses that you've used to deceive yourself up until this point in time. What stories have you told yourself about why you can't get what you want? Big hint, time and money are likely one and two. Once you're done, I want you to cross out each of those and write total BS next to it because that's what they are. They are total BS. Those belief systems are bull blank or bullshit. Hopefully no one under the age of 8 is listening. So I want you to pause this workshop and do the exercise now. Did you do it? If you didn't pause and do the exercise, stop and do it now. I promise you are going to thank me later. So finally, let's move on to step number three. Everything is figure outable. Take action now. That's what's going to help you figure everything out, because results and clarity come from engagement, not thought. So let's introduce you to a foolproof, very simple but very effective brainstorming exercise. You're going to want to pull out a piece of paper and draw a little line across the top, and what you're going to want right there is what you actually want. On the right-hand side, you're going to start to list all the ways you can get it. And on the left-hand side, that's our space for all the reasons why you can't have it. So your goal is to list at least 20 ways you can get what you want or achieve the outcome you desire. And anytime your mind starts to go in that zone of why you can't have it, why you can't achieve it, or why you can't get it, you're just going to put a big X through any of those reasons. You're going to stop yourself and you're going to say, next. And we're going to stay focused on that right-hand column of how you can. So a few important keys before we go into an example for this. One, your mind will always want to say, oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, I couldn't do that. That's too crazy for me. You got to say next and get back to work. Do not edit yourself. If an idea is morally and ethically sound, write it down. This is a brainstorming exercise. There are no bad or stupid ideas. You've got to challenge yourself to list at least 20 of them. So don't quit at like 7 or 8. Go for 20 at least. Don't give up, because the creative gold often comes toward the end, beyond when you think you're done. Do not skip exploring any item on the list just because it's outside your comfort zone, because guess what? You have to stretch beyond what you're comfortable with in order to grow. I know you know this, but you need a reminder. The way to get what you want will emerge from taking action on your brainstorming list. The answer is like ragu. It's in there. So the answer to what you want, you can use your hands like I'm doing right now. Hey, it's in there. Remember, everything is figure outable. Results and clarity come from engagement, which just means taking action, not thought. You're not going to figure this out just sitting on your couch. So let's do a little example. Let's say you want to save $10,000 in your emergency fund and you want to do it by December. So you wrote that across the top, got a nice little line. We're going to focus on the right-hand side, which is how you can. And every time your mind comes up with something why you can't, you're going to put a big X through it and say, next. Thanks for sharing. Whatevs. So let's start with some ideas. How you could save $10,000 by December. Well, you could get a side job or two or three. I've done that before in the past. If you've got a business, you could create a new product or service and get it out into the market. If you work for a company, or even if you're a freelancer, you could ask for a raise. If you work for a company, go into your boss. And if you work for yourself, raise your prices. If you spend a lot of money out, you could get creative and start making dinner at home. You could get a roommate. Again, we're not looking at just perfect ideas here. We're just generating lots of them about how we could reach that goal. Of course, you can move home with your parents. You could move into a less expensive house, or move to a less expensive neighborhood, or even a less expensive country. You could sell your blank, jewelry, electronics. I'll let you get creative. You could refinance your home if you have one, and that could help you save on your interest. Or blank. Again, we're just getting you started here. It's just a silly example, but you can see the point is you can start generating lots of ideas. So this foolproof brainstorming exercise works for everything. It's simple, but it works. I don't care whether you want to write a book, you want to redecorate your kitchen, take 3 months off to live in Italy, launch a website, lose those last 10 pounds, or reignite your sex drive. It does not matter. You have the resourcefulness within you to figure it out and make it happen. So finally, let's talk about why the F word is vital to getting what you want. Let's define the F word, right? If your mind was in the gutter, we are talking about faith. Three different definitions. One, faith is a confident belief in the truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person, idea, or thing. Definition number two, faith is a belief that is not based on proof. Or definition number three, faith is a belief in God or the doctrines or teachings of religion. let's talk about why faith is the single most important intangible ingredient to getting what you want. So having faith means that you tap into the power and the strength of God or the universe, whatever you call it. This beautiful and magical force is available and ready for us all. I hope you're not offended by the term God. Most of us believe in some kind of higher power. But I think if you're listening to me right now, chances you know that there is some greater intelligence at work. And if you're anything like me, you work really hard and you can sometimes forget that. You can feel like all the weight of the world is just on your shoulders. But having faith means you remember that you're not alone, not just alone with human friends to support you, but there's actually some magic out there that supports you as well. And number two, this is probably my favorite, faith removes the pressure, the stress, the anxiety, and the arrogance of thinking that you produce everything on your own. If you think about flowers, right? The bud doesn't really try to open up into a flower. It happens through nature and beautiful intelligence. And the little acorn grows into an oak tree, right? It doesn't really do it on its own. There's some magical life force that helps make it happen. So when you have faith, it really does start to remove some of the pressure and the arrogance of thinking that everything you do in your life just comes from your own little brain and it's all you. I really love this idea and I wanted to share it with you today again because I'm one of those very, very hardworking people that can be hard on myself a lot of the times. And whenever I get disconnected from my faith, I just have a lot more stress and it's just unnecessary. So I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes. You are the faucet and God's the water. I want to tell you the story of how I heard this, and it's by Marianne Williamson. One time I was hearing Marianne speak in Los Angeles. I was listening to her lecture and she was talking about writing books and going, you know, speaking a lot of places all around the world. And it really struck me. I actually started crying when she said this quote. She said, whenever I feel by myself, whenever I think about, oh, I don't know what the next book's going to be or what am I going to say here, I realize that I've disconnected. And I always come back to the simple prayer that I'm the faucet and God's the water, meaning that I am the container through which all of this creativity flows. And you know how when you hear something in life and it just resonates for you? In fact, I just got chills on my arm when I said it. I really, really connected with that statement, so much so that it really did bring me to tears. So now in my life, whenever I'm working on a project or working on anything, when I remember, okay, I am just the faucet, God is the water. Whenever I'm creating a video or whenever I'm going out to speak or whenever I'm working on a new piece of writing, I literally say a prayer and open myself up so that I don't put all this pressure on just myself. And I realize that there's a greater intelligence at work, that I am a channel, I am a vehicle for some great work to come through, and that is my purpose on the planet. So hopefully that has been some support to you today. So let's review today's workshop. You learned three steps to get anything you want, and you can use this simple framework to create any result you desire. We talked about the big difference between two four-letter words that can make or break your success in any endeavor. Remember, can't versus won't. We taught you a brainstorming exercise to use whenever you're stuck for ideas and how to move ahead. Again, it's simple but very effective. Always stay with how you can and put a big X and a next whenever your mind says how you can't. And finally, we talked about why the F word is essential to create a business and life you love. And I want to leave you with another beautiful quote today. You are never given a dream without also being given the power to make it come true. And that's by Richard Bach. So I want to thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I hope this serves you. I hope it's useful. I want to hear about all the great things that you're creating in your world. And again, I want to thank you for giving me your time and attention. I look forward to our paths crossing again soon. And if you want to come find me, you can come find me on marieforleo.com. Have a beautiful day.